Swing Thing, 11 Acorn Lane starts off the show. This is Speaking To. My name is Jess, and this is a show where I have guest hosts with me every other week, and they are guest hosts from the members of the U.S. Coast Guard, and my window in the studio is open, so I think we can hear the truck that just went by, so I do apologize with that. So my guest hosts from the Coast Guard today are Seaman Lindy and Chief Allen. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for being on the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having us.
No problem. So they have kind of two connections, and that is the reason why I chose Swing Thing for the intro song to the show today, because not only are they both in the Coast Guard, but they also have a love of swing, and they both are doing a little bit of some teaching in town on Wednesdays. Not every Wednesday, it's every other Wednesday, correct?
Yeah, every other Wednesday, and we're doing it the 19th.
Okay.
Then the next possible time will be the 2nd of April from the looks of it.
Okay, so you guys are actually teaching swing lessons here in Sitka.
Yes, and it starts with just a basic style of swing, just a six count is what I call it, and then it's just to get people started. And hopefully, you know, they'll pick it up and, like, be able to use it at, like, a wedding or something like that.
Okay. So how did you guys get involved with swing in the first place? Allen, let's start with you.
So mine was a long time ago. So back in the 90s, it just started coming out in California. And I just happened to be friends with a couple bands that were into the jump blues style of music. So I'd go to these different concerts and see people dancing. I'm like, I really got to do that. So
that is true. Every single time I see people doing swing dancing, I'm like, that looks awesome. It looks like fun. It looks athletic, and it looks like fun. So that's probably, is that how you got started? When did you first see swing, and how did you get started in swing dancing, Lindy?
I think the first time I saw it was, I think I was 13, and there was a youth event in town. Some professionals who had competed and danced together a long time came in and just gave a few lessons for the night. And from there, I was hooked. I just always loved dancing. I love music. And so that was really my first taste of like a structured like dance lesson. And I was hooked.
You're hooked. So I'm kind of curious. I mean, you guys are both in the Coast Guard. You're a chief. You're a seaman. How did you guys find out that you both swing dance? How did that come about?
Oh, well, that was pretty much Chief's doing. He, I have one of the I think it was the first week that I was here in Sitka, fresh out of boot camp, and I heard swing dance. Mm-hmm. And in one of our all-hands meetings, And so I caught a ride and went swing dancing, and that was the first time I'd ever gone. I went a few times other than that, but when he started back up this winter, he asked me if I would help teach him.
Nice.
Teach with him.
Yes, and it works out great because there's times where you get a lot of people out there and you can't be with, you know, we'll split up and kind of work with the crowd and try to, you know, she's great at teaching also, and that's kind of why I like being with her as far as helping me out too.
And I know very little about any kind of dancing, especially when it comes to partner dancing, which swing dancing is partner dancing, correct?
Yes.
So having both the gentleman lead and the female and that dynamic, does that help out when you guys are teaching it?
Oh, definitely. And she also actually does a really good job. Like, she can take on the lead part as the male part to help. There's a few times where we've had a lot more women than men there, so. And then sometimes it happens just the opposite, so then her dance card is full.
Sweet. There you go. All right, so, yeah, we're talking about swing music today on Speaking Tube, and we're also going to get into some of the favorite songs of both Alan and Lindy. And first, we're going to start off with Lindy. So I asked them both to put together kind of like a little playlist, and so Lindy, tell us about the next couple of songs we're going to hear, because they come right off of your playlist.
My playlist is a bit of a compilation of both swing songs and other ballroom dance tempos. I've taken lessons in both swing and ballroom, and so these are just really just a bundle of some of my favorites. Some from movies like Shall We Dance, Singing in the Rain. Okay. You can't swing a whole lot to Singing in the Rain, but
it's
you can
still
try.
A great song. Okay, so yeah, let's get into the music. And yeah, that's it. So up next is All I Do Is Dream of You, Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through. Where the dawn, I still go on, dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And where there are more than 24 hours a day that be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream. Spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper in a hush. And all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. Anytime I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. Anytime I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love, my love, my love? I just want one more moon dance with you.
Plastics are everywhere in packaging and food storage, and that could be a health problem.
Almost all commercially available plastic products have what is known as estrogenic activity. They contain chemicals that mimic the hormone estrogen.
The peril in plastics, even the ones labeled BPA-free. I'm Steve Curwood, and that's next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
Tune in Sunday morning at 6.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under
under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Stop just before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
And that was Frank Sinatra with my groggy voice. Excuse me, Frank Sinatra, I've Got You Under My Skin. Michael Bublé with Moondance, and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra with All I Do Is Dream of You. These are songs off of the playlist of my guest host, Seaman Lindy. She's put together a couple of her favorite songs for us today. And my other host, Chief Allen, and they're with me today. They have three connections. The start of the show, I said you guys only had two connections, but you guys actually have three connections. Not only are you guys members of the U.S. Coast Guard, not only do you guys teach swing dancing in town, but you guys also compete in the Highland Games every year at the Sitka Seafood Festival.
Yes, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we've got to do that again this year.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a good time. So, yeah, you guys have three connections here in town. It's a small town, so I guess the connections, you know, that's not abnormal.
Not as uncommon, no.
Yeah. So one of your connections is obviously swing music and teaching swing music. And we talked before about your history with it and how you guys got started. I know I heard something of a story about swing. You guys taught a lesson. Was it maybe 2 weeks ago, your last lesson? And then something happened on base.
Right. So two of the people that were at the base were some of our cooks, and they came out to learn how to dance, and they did really good, picked it up pretty nice. And I come back the next morning to get some food there, and there's a bunch of swing music playing in the background, so I don't even know if they're really working or not.
Just
out there dancing and having a good time, though, at least.
So the cooks on the Coast Guard base are dancing to, what song were they? Do we know the song that they were dancing to?
It was Andrew Sisters, and I can't remember which song it was, but it definitely has a good swing beat to it.
So. Oh, yeah. So they were doing their practicing in the morning. It lived on. You guys made it live on to the next day. That's pretty awesome. So I've taken one swing class. It was one of those free classes back in Florida. We went and I did. So I don't know much about it, but I'm kind of curious too. Like, I know there's different moves. I know there's like certain things that you can do and like twist the girls around and throw them around and stuff like that. Do they have like certain names? Because you know, in snowboarding, when you watch the Olympics, they're doing the double half pipe fakey, whatever. And each trick has its own move. Is that the same thing with swing dancing?
Definitely. With swing dance, there are lots of different styles, and it'll vary from town to town, city to city, even from coast to coast. There's East Coast dance, there's West Coast swing, and so the names for the moves will actually vary.
So one move too could have like five different names for it. Like, yes, on East Coast, they could call it the thingamabop, and on the West Coast, it's the doohickey, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. So, do you guys have favorite moves? What's your go-to move?
So, like I said, my favorite is to teach the pretzel, and then once they pick up the pretzel, they're usually pretty happy about it. And I'm not sure what your favorite one is to learn, but
yeah, the pretzel is my favorite because it's. Watching it is fun because your arms literally look like you're making a pretzel when you're just swinging in and out. And it's also really fun to teach because it's purely muscle memory.
Really?
I find it easier to teach a guy if he's learning. So I can just take his hands and I tell him, so don't think about it. Just feel and remember how it feels, because he can't see where I'm going and he can't exactly see what I'm doing all the time. But so it's just teaching your body.
Is there any way you guys can actually kind of describe what it looks like to our listeners on air, or is it just something that you kind of have to see to kind of get a hold of the move?
Kind of got to see it to get a hold of the move, but your arms are flailing up over your head a couple times, and you're back to back a few times, and you end up tucked together at one point, and then you can reverse it from there, and then you just unwind yourself again. So it looks like you're trying to tie a knot with people.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
That's the pretzel.
That's the pretzel. So easy. Arms flailing. I definitely know how to do that. That's one of my signature moves, I think. Okay, so let's get back in the music. We're still working on the playlist that Lindy put together. The next song is Puttin' on the Ritz, Fred Astaire. Any significant... Isn't that the song that was in the galley?
That was one of the songs galley I walked in on.
Nice. So if you are a galleyman at the Coast Guard, the song's for you. This is Puttin' on the Ritz.
Have you seen the well-to-do upon Lenox Avenue, on that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air, high hats and colored collars, white spats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time? If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem splits? Putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on the Ritz. Well, that's where each and every Lulu Belle goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits. Putting on the Ritz.
Look at that man putting on that Ritz. You look at him, I can.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem splits? Putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on that certain Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes.
every Thursday evening with her swell bows, rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz.
Flashing a new gold tooth. Here comes my baby flashing a new gold tooth. Yeah, she's so small she can run me in a payphone booth. That's the truth. Flip, flop, fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCAW Sitka. Playing in the background right now is Sing, 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 Benny Goodman and his orchestra. A pretty classic swing song, as I'm told by my guest host today on Speaking Tube, Seaman Lindy and Chief Allen. But first, we're going to get into the Alaska zone weather forecast. For Sitka and Port Alexander tonight, rain and snow early in the evening, then scattered rain showers, low to no snow accumulation. Lows around 34 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 miles per hour late. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs around 41 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. For Tenneke Springs, winter weather advisory has been canceled. Tonight, snow early in the evening, then scattered snow showers, snow accumulation around 1 inch. Lows around 30 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour, shifting to southeast late. Pelican and Elfin Cove, tonight rain and snow early in the evening, then scattered snow showers and rain showers. Snow accumulation to 1 inch, lows around 32 degrees. Northwest wind 10 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest late. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers in the morning, scattered rain showers in the afternoon. Highs around 38 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour in the morning, becoming light and variable. Angoon tonight, rain and snow early in the evening, then scattered snow showers. Snow accumulation to 1 inch, lows around 31 degrees. Variable wind 5 miles per hour. Wednesday is mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs around 39 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. For Cake, tonight rain early in the evening, then scattered rain showers, scattered snow showers late, snow accumulation to 1 inch, lows around 31 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs around 39 degrees, southeast wind 10 miles per hour. And for Yakutak, tonight, partly cloudy, west of Icy Bay, decreasing clouds. Chance of rain and snow early in the evening, lows around 24 degrees, east wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny, highs around 42 degrees, east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And that was your Alaska Zone weather forecast. And we do have one muskeg message for you, and Lindy's going to take it away for us.
Tonight's muskeg message is a wooden feather earring with two glass beads on top was found on the floor of the Fisherman's Eye Gallery. Please call 747-6080 to retrieve.
Very nicely done. All right, and we're going to do a quick announcement, and then we'll get back to you on the flip side.
The 2014 Gavel Alaska Guide is now available for free on iTunes. The Gavel Guide is an app filled with explainers on Alaska's legislative process, including how bills get passed and, more often, quietly killed, profiles of all 60 legislators, and animations showing why caucuses are more important than party affiliations. The Gavel Guide is available for the iPad through the iTunes Store. Visit 360north.org for more details or a desktop-friendly version. The guide was made possible with generous support from Rockwell.
All right, so we're back and we're sitting here in the studio pretty much talking mostly stories that evolve some way around swing music. And I do have to note that before we started playing the songs, we were talking about a move called the pretzel. And I have not learned it, but I have tried it. And it definitely is a pretzel-like move. But it's really fun because you're turning and flipping and turning and stuff. So I highly recommend everyone to learn the pretzel. So we just heard before, we were listening to Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Flip, Flop, Fly by Ellis Hall, and Putting on the Ritz, Fred Astaire. Flip, Flop, Fly is actually from a movie.
That was the first place I heard it. It was from the movie Chicken Run. It's a claymation, like, if you ever watched Wallace and Gromit. That's the kind of cartoon it is. So that's the first place I heard it. Okay. And I think one afternoon, my sister and I just had a lot of time on our hands. So we just played that song over and over, and we were going to make this dance for and perform it for our parents.
Oh, nice.
And we practiced it for about a week and then realized this is not overly impressive, so it just kind of fizzled out. But
do you still remember the dance?
I remember the first part. We got about probably 20 seconds in, and then we're like, we have like 5 minutes left, and
yeah,
and we're about out of moves.
So how old were you when this occurred? Yesterday?
Oh, no. Well, I think I was around 12 or 13.
Okay, so that's like right when you started getting involved. Because I remember early in the show you said about 13 years old is when you first started getting involved in swing music and stuff. Or did you guys just do that around the house? Was that part of your upbringing, was dancing around the house and stuff like that?
Well, unofficially dancing around the house was definitely part of the upbringing.
Nice. And then the other tie-in I just found out, so Sing Sing Sing, you guys told me, is a pretty classical song to swing dance to. But it also helped Alan get through a pretty difficult, what do you call it? A test, right?
Yeah, martial arts. I was into Taekwondo for several years and started getting a little bit better towards the end of it. I made it up to a second degree black belt, but to get there, you had to do your dance or your form to music. And I picked Sing Sing Sing. And it worked out really well. And then, of course, Chips Ahoy commercial was also on at that point in time. So they're just like, oh, like the cookie.
Like the cookie. Like the cookie commercial. Isn't that interesting? I always find that interesting. You hear a song, you're like, I know this song from somewhere. And then someone's like, yeah, that's on that commercial. And you're like, it's kind of a letdown. Or I don't know. I don't know if it's a letdown or if it's just like, oh, yeah, that's where I heard that song from. That, anyways. All right. So we have three more songs lined up from Lindy's playlist that she put together. We're going to hear from Ella Fitzgerald, some Louis Armstrong, Michael Bublé, and Fred Astaire.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Ba-ba-do-do-do-do-do-do, the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of, oh, yes, the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Swing it, boys.
Flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, swear with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, swear with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me feel as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. The dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I ring. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me feel as only you know how. Sway me smooth. We'll be right back.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Fred Astaire, Cheek to Cheek, is playing out in the background. And before that, we had They Can't Take That Away From Me, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, and Sway, Michael Bublé. So what I kind of noticed on these songs that we just played, that it got a little slow. A little slow there. Right. So, I mean, when I watch swing dancing, I guess majority of the time, it's all upbeat and peppy and athletic, and they're flipping and driving, that or jiving, if that's the right term. And so is there a slowness to swing dancing that you can incorporate, like, with these slower songs? A, could you swing to any of these last three songs that we played?
Indefinitely. And part of it is just doing the, you know, you're doing the same moves that you would do fast, but now you're doing them slow and a little more sensual, so.
I'm almost scared to ask, how do you make it sensual? Is it just facial expressions?
You can definitely throw some facial expressions, but it's usually, you're a lot smoother.
Okay.
And you're usually dancing closer also, so.
Okay.
You know, you usually have your arm around your partner, and you're dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, that would be a good song to dance to. I have So we've been, I mean, we chat in the breaks and stuff, and I'm super curious about things I don't know. So, of course, these two, Seaman Lindy and Chief Allen, who are the guest hosts with me today on Speaking Tube, they both teach swing dancing. So I'm, like, picking their brains about swing dancing and what's it like. And I saw Allen this weekend out for St. Patty's Day.
Yep, at the pub.
At the pub, and there was a band playing, and the music they were playing isn't what I would say a traditional swing song, but you were just grabbing people out of the audience and swinging with them.
Right.
So is that A, something you do on the regular?
Yes, yes it is. And it's usually something along the lines, like you said, not everybody knows how to dance. So, and, you know, just kind of throw it out there and get somebody to do a couple moves and they're like, oh, that was kind of cool. I like that, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe they'll come out Wednesday and learn a little bit more when we, you know,
tomorrow. Every other Wednesday is at the pub. These two are teaching swing dancing 8 p.m. So definitely check that out if you have the slightest bit of interest and or right foot, left foot, left foot.
Yes.
Is it hard teaching people? You both know the moves, right? And you both have been doing this for years. Lindy, you've been doing this for 13, since you were 13. Ellen, since you were 2, right?
No, not quite that long, but since the 90s. So most of you are probably 2 at that time.
So if you say you're at a bar and you go up and Lindy, you go up to a guy and be like, dance with me. I want to swing dance with me. Is it hard to teach somebody who knows nothing about it? Or is it something that's pretty easy to pick up?
The basics of swing dance, like the basics 6 count that leads into all the other cool moves that are the fun moves that
the pretzel.
Like to do. The pretzel.
I'm learning so much.
It's really simple, like a simple concept, but it really, like, some people pick it up really quick. It depends on like your sense of rhythm.
Okay.
I find it easier for me to teach a guy because he can just mirror what I'm doing.
Okay.
So we're basically doing the same move, but just mirrored. So if I would step with my right foot, he would step with his left foot.
Okay.
And so he can just follow me that way. It's a lot of fun, and it's really different. It's a lot of fun trying to teach different people.
And it's like you're kind of coaching in a way. You're coaching people in the art form of this dance. Right. And I would think having a little bit more experience helps you.
Always helps.
But there's got to be some people that just are natural. Like, okay, so it's a partner dance, so the guy is traditionally the leader, right?
Right.
So if the guy is leading and a girl just comes and she's just letting him move her around and stuff, is that essentially, like, the following part? Or is it a little bit more technical? I'm trying to make it.
It can be. Like you said, if they're letting you lead them around and they're doing the right spins that you want them to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, I feel like I'm a decent lead, so I can get somebody to spin the direction I want or
mm-hmm.
give them a lift in the air or, you know, give them a dip and, mm-hmm. you know, without them, like, panicking and stuff. Because some people, you know, it's some of the stuff I do are trust moves and... You know, yes, exactly. So, you know, if you're dipping somebody and they're not paying attention to what you're doing, they try to go the opposite direction and you're falling there on the dance floor. I've done it many a time. So.
You've fallen on the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Right on top of the partner. Dancing cheek to cheek.
It's another version of it. We were actually making a little... We're kind of joking around with the idea that we're going to start a little advice column for dating on this show because I'll just tell you a quick story. So when all my friends started to get married, one of my best friend's parents were fantastic dancers. And every reception, they were always on the dance floor and he would lead her. And they were just, I mean, it was so graceful how they moved together. And he would come over and then take us girls, young, you know, 20-something girls who've never learned any kind of steps before. And he would be moving us. And we were always like, oh, that's awesome. I wish our guys could learn dancing like that. So gentlemen, learn to dance. That's my one point I'm going to make.
And I will help you.
Yes. We have 2 people in the studio that will help you. All right. So let's get back to some of the music. We're going to transfer from Lindy's playlist that she put together into Al's playlist. So it's going to be a little change. The first group we're going to hear from, when Al put together his playlist, he emailed me the artist but didn't attach a song to it. So I went ahead.
That's correct.
And attached the song that I always thought would be appropriate for tonight. This group is called Squirrel Nut Zippers, probably the most unique artist name I've ever heard in my life. And the song is called Palin with Al.
Very nice.
So appropriate.
Thank you. got a different song to sing, and it's better now they've learned that swing.
Palin without me too.
Down below at the candy shop, they're still working at the same old chore, but the stuff is sweeter than it was before.
You know why, people? Palin without.
Who's that man that's got the sentimental swing? Whoa, baby, who
plays that mess just like it doesn't mean a thing?
You all and
watch him plug those strings.
People, when he gets that right hand pumping, all the kid has got his heart fucked. Listen now and don't forget to go for that solid jive. You can always keep the dream alive.
Bop-a-doop, bop-a-dee-ba-doop, and wait.
Was Palin with Al Squirrel Nut Zippers, and that was my surprise song for Al since he didn't give me a song to play.
Thank you.
You've seen this band before. Have you heard of the song before?
I don't think I've actually heard that one song before. I mean, they had definitely a lot of albums. They kind of hit the swing scene, you know, early on. And as far as, like, you know, whether to categorize them as an actual swing band or not, you know, I think I'd still consider them swing, but they were definitely a fun band.
How did you come across them?
Probably out in Florida, because I believe they were more of an East Coast band. You know, at the time I was still on the West Coast, but you'd still hear, you know, hear the other bands, you know, from wherever. You know, we used to get Chicago bands come through and stuff like that. And if they were big enough into this scene, then they usually made it either out to California or, you know, once I moved out to Tampa, Florida, then you get to see the East Coast bands kind of hang out. So.
Sweet. All right, well, let's cut to a little announcement, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about kind of those songs that, like we said earlier, like those songs that you aren't swing songs. They're definitely not swing songs, the ones we have coming up, but you could actually do a little number to them, so that's coming up on the flip side.
The road of life takes us on an incredible journey, but eventually it will come to an end. We don't always know when that will be, but we can be prepared. Now is the time to plan a practical route for your assets and legally map out your wishes. On March 18th and 25th, Braveheart Volunteers is holding free educational sessions in legal and financial preparedness for end of life. Sessions start at 6 p.m. All ages are welcome. Call 747-4600 for information.
All right, so if you're just joining us, this is Speaking To. My name's Jessica, and I have two guest hosts with me today. They're both from the Coast Guard. They both teach swing lessons, and they both are Highland Games athletes. They are Seaman Lindy and Chief Allen, and they put together, we kind of stuck with the swing thing for tonight, and they put together some songs for us to listen to so we can get better to know them, know a little bit more about swing dancing and their passion for it. And Alan, like I said, last weekend, he was just songs the band was playing. They weren't swing songs. And he was just plucking girls out of the audience and swinging with them. So he put together a couple songs for us that you could swing to. So what are you looking for in a song when you're trying to do a swing step to it?
It's usually with the beat. And certain songs just, you know, have that right beat that just, like, flows with the certain dance move. So, like, I'll sit there and hang out at a punk club, but then all of a sudden a song will come on, and I'm like, oh, I could actually dance swing to that if I wanted to. And, you know, Ramones were, like, a perfect one. We used to dance to Ramones, or, you know, the one of them I picked up was The Cure, and not normally, like I said, a swing band by any means. And the other one I picked was Social Distortion, which is, you know, originally a nice old punk band, and throughout the years it kind of even did almost a country album. So they've, you know,
I haven't heard that one. Yeah, you know, I haven't.
Yeah, he's got his own style. I mean, he does Johnny Cash covers and stuff like that, which is technically country also.
Yeah.
So. But it's, you know, stuff that we'd, you know, hear at a club, and it's like, I'd still grab a girl and make her dance, you know.
So do your feet just start moving, and that, like, those moves, once you hear a song and your feet just start naturally going, you're like, exactly. Done, we're going to go on the dance floor right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it usually works. It's like, yeah, now I can make this work.
All right. So this is 10:15 Saturday Night by The Cure, and then we're going to hear Ball and Chain, Social Distortion.
his ball and chain.
A lot of selfies being taken in the studio right now.
Photobomb.
radio station photobomb. All right, I've got Lindy and Alan as my guest host today. We're playing music that you can swing dance to. And Alan just played The Cure and Social Distortion. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can actually swing dance. Now, I heard it on the ball and chain because there's that definite beat, you know, that douche, douche. And I can just... From the one lessons I have, I'm like, oh, I can see how that could fit. The Cure song, 10-15, it changed so many different...
Yeah, you have a lot of change in the tempo and stuff. And it's one of those where, like I said, you're changing your tempo as you're dancing too. So you'll go up and slow down and, mm-hmm. you know, certain spots you'll throw spins in just to, you know, adjust to the tempo and stuff like that. And same thing with even the Social D. You heard it slow down a couple of times where... kind of the beat stops and it goes like kind of slower, and then so you'd like throw like an easy dip in there or something, then slowly bring, you know, make it kind of a central but who did think you'd do that to a Social Distortion song?
Yeah, and that's just one song I would have never have been like, oh yeah, let's go on the dance floor and sing swing dance to it. Do you guys have a favorite song to dance to? Is there a favorite one in the books for you? Like every time you hear it, I'm like, this is my favorite song. Get me on the dance floor.
Yeah, there. And we were talking about it a little bit earlier with the, how do you dance sensual to a song? It's like anytime Fever comes on, and if you have an actual date that you want to, like,
or a stranger, discriminate against strangers.
If there's a stranger you were trying to pick up on, you throw that on there and you start dancing slow with her, and yeah, you could make her feel like, she's
or
the
him.
World.
Or him.
Yep.
True. So did we just undercover a pickup move that you do? If there's a jukebox and there's a pretty girl over there, you go and put Fever on and...
I could possibly do that. Oh, so if you just happen to hear Fever at some point, and be like, you might look around and see if some guy just grabbed a girl out in the middle of nowhere and threw her out on the dance floor.
If there's a girl or a guy in a bar that has a dance floor and Fever comes on, just walk out to the middle of the dance floor and someone will come dance with you in like 2 seconds. There's the disclaimer. All right, we're going to get to a quick commercial, then we're going to get back into the songs that Al picked out for us, and we're going to get more into kind of the swingy type songs that you'd have. Okay.
Have you talked with youth in your life about respect, safety, and healthy relationships? The Talk Now, Talk Often question cards are a great resource to get the conversation started.
What does a good role model look like?
How are relationships different in real life than in the media?
Visit tntoak.org to download the cards for free or order card sets through the contact link.
Since the dawn of civilization, public radio marathons are held in honor of the week-long fund drives of the Greek station K-Hear Ye Hear You.
Lend me your ears!
And yet now the puny mortals of KCAW propose a one-day drive by asking you to contribute now at kcaw.org. That might just work. It's up to you, dear listener, isn't it?
All right. Those were awesome commercials. We were dancing to
them. Because we're geeks.
Oh, if only they had a video cam in studio. Maybe if you're a donation, we can get an in-studio video camera, and then they'll be more entertaining watching us dance to the music we play.
Come up with a whole new show.
Yeah. And we can make new dance moves based on the radio station.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want to watch those dance moves.
Maybe
at least I was doing.
So. I was doing that move you said earlier, the flailing of the arms.
Pretzel.
I was doing that portion of the pretzel. So, all right. So we're going to try to sneak in 3 more songs before we go. And this next group, Deke Dickerson and the Echophonics.
Yes.
There's a story behind this.
Yes.
Huh?
This Sunday I was sitting at the pub and Soterra was hanging out. She is in bands here in the Sick area. She plays and stuff. And we're just geeking out basically about talking about live bands and bands we like to go see and stuff. And she goes, I really tried hard to get Deke Dickerson up here to play. And almost to the point where they almost had his plane ticket to bring him up
here.
And it just fell through. And I was just like, I would pay for his ticket just to see him. So, like I said, just kind of geeking out. You know, he's not somebody that you normally hear on the radio, but in the kind of country rockabilly scene, you would, especially on the West Coast, he's traveled all around the world, but, he's just kind of a low-key, just fun band type. He's had, started from young. He was, basically a punk rocker and, moved to his Dave and Deke combo, and then he became Deke Dickerson after they split up. And he just puts on great shows. I've seen him in Las Vegas play different shows up there, and he might be like a guest host, or host the whole event, and you might see 20-30 bands, and he might jump in and play on some of them.
So cool.
Want to dedicate this one to Soterra. Hopefully she's listening.
All right, this is How the Blues Will Travel, Deke Dickerson and the Echophonics.
Oh.
travel. Well, it's not in the paper or on the air. The bad news is in my baby's letter. She said she don't love me, she don't even care. Told me I should try to forget her. Well, I know I can't do it in this old town. I see her every place I go. Too many memories, so I'm outward bound. To know her on the train that runs slow. Feeling low, gotta go. Unravel, bad news. Have blues, we'll travel. I may send you a postcard any old time from any place along the track. Till these traveling blues give me peace of mind. Look for me, I won't be back. Long gone, moving on. Scratch and gravel, bad news. Have blues, we'll travel. If I ain't got the fare, I'll walk holes in my shoes. Cause that's the kind of love I've lost. Long gone, moving on. Scratch and gravel, bad news. Have blue, we'll travel.
That was the Reverend Horton Heat, Bad Reputation. And then before that, we had Have Blues, Will Travel, Deke Dickerson, and the Echo Phonics. And unfortunately, even though I have a feeling my guests here today could talk about swing dancing and swing music for another hour and a half, the show is coming to a close. We have one more song for you. But first, I just want to say thank you to Seaman Lindy for coming out and Chief Al from, they're both at the air station over in Japonski Island. And they both teach swing dancing, which happens tomorrow night, actually, 8 p.m. at the pub.
Goes to 10.
goes to 10, and donations accepted for SAFE, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right, so yeah, if you're interested, if anything you heard today you liked, go see them. Let them teach you. It's a fun night. And then, Lindy, so when I was preparing for the show and I was doing my Wikipedia research on swing music, I kept thinking, I'm like, there's something with Lindy, and like the Lindy Hop. So I'm curious as if your name has anything to go with the dance move.
Well, not originally.
Not originally.
No. I've always liked to dance, and everyone knew that, so they associated my name with the dance. It's actually not my favorite dance.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Huh.
It's just a really quirky style that I just couldn't get into personally.
Okay.
But it's fun and upbeat. So
there you go. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and sharing your music with us and your knowledge of swing dancing. I had a great time.
I did too. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. And we're going to leave you guys with one more song. It's Save the Last Dance for Me. How appropriate. Michael Bublé. This is KCAW Sitka. My name is Jessica. This is Speaking Tube. I will be joining you in 2 weeks. And yeah, everyone be safe out there.
Dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he walk you home? Must tell him no, 'cause don't forget.